With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Natural Resources Board has approved protecting over 1,200 acres of land in Vilas County. Proposed is a 1,252-acre working forest conservation easement from the Michael A. Uline Exemption Trust for the Forest Legacy Program in Vilas County. DNR Real Estate Section Manager Caitlin Helm told the board the Border Lakes Forest Legacy Conservation Easement would be in two blocks.
The first being 481.47 acres, known as the Forest Lake Tract. The property as a whole is comprised of productive red and white pine, aspen, and mixed northern hardwood forests, along with lowland community types, including wetlands and meadows. The second tract is the 771.24 acre Emma Lake tract, which encompasses Emma Lake and a small pond. Additionally, nearly 3 miles of Land O'Lakes bike and pedestrian trail winds its way through this property.
The easement cost would be just over $900,000. A federal forest legacy grant would cover $600,000, with the rest from the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. The department has received resolutions in support of the easement acquisition from Vilas County and the town of Land O'Lakes. The Natural Resources Board approved the proposal at its August meeting. The governor must also sign off on the plan. The property would be open to the public for nature-based outdoor activities to include hunting, fishing, trapping, hiking, and cross-country skiing. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources statistics show the lack of wearing helmets and using seat belts are the primary causes of 29 fatal ATV-UTV incidents so far in 2026. Wisconsin leads the nation in fatal ATV-UTV incidents. A third major factor in fatal crashes is the lack of completing a safety education course. DNR records show 13 of the 29 fatal incidents in 2026 involved ATVs and 16 involved UTVs. The top three types of fatal crashes were rollovers, collision with a motor vehicle, and ejections from the machine. There have also been 49 self-reported non-fatal ATV-UTV crashes. The DNR is encouraging riders to stay sober, wear helmets and seat belts, and follow speed limits. Everyone, regardless of age requirements, is encouraged to take a safety class. Having your family sit down for just 3 meals together each week can have a meaningful benefit for children. Eating together helps kids have better diets and lowers their obesity risk. The benefits go beyond just physical health, according to Aspira's health pediatrician, Dr. Gretchen Karstens.
Kids also tend to have a significantly lower risk for depression, anxiety, and disordered eating habits when they are able to eat together as a family.
Kids aren't the only ones who benefit. Studies also show that 91% of parents say family meals reduce stress in their household. To get the benefits, meals don't need to be elaborate or formal.
What's more important is the atmosphere we're eating in, sometimes than what's on your plate.
Creating space regularly where conversations can happen strengthens connection and builds important life skills. Karstens recommends using the time to ask open-ended questions and no screens at the table.
Trying to get a little bit of a glimpse into, well, what happened in your day? And then the parents mirroring that back to the kids also helps create that atmosphere of, we're really here as a group, forming some group cohesiveness and some fun memories and some fun times that kind of can help us fuel through some of these other times.
The U.S. Surgeon General declared loneliness an epidemic in 2023, and it remains an ongoing public health crisis today. One major factor is the rise of technology and how often people, especially kids, rely on it for communication instead of in-person interaction. Wisconsin's newest Supreme Court justice has formally been welcomed to the court. An investiture ceremony for Justice Chris Taylor was held Friday in Madison. Justice Taylor was elected April 7th to a 10-year term on the Supreme Court. Her term began August 1st. She takes the spot of former Justice Rebecca Bradley, who did not seek re-election. Democratic voters are turning out for this year's primaries at levels not seen in more than 20 years. Michigan and Wisconsin saw midterm records, and large numbers of voters have turned out in Minnesota, Texas, and Georgia. Competitive primary races have played a major role in the enthusiasm. Voter turnout in primary elections is an imperfect predictor of general election results, especially when one party has the more compelling early contests. Republicans say they're responding with a major effort to turn out their voters in the fall. The numbers nevertheless offer Democrats an encouraging sign after being shut out of power in Washington 2 years ago. Researchers say purple corn could offer a natural alternative to artificial food dyes and new opportunities for farmers. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports.
One of the challenges food manufacturers face when trying to use plant-derived food dyes is that they tend to lose their color during processing or while sitting on a shelf. But researchers at the University of Missouri have found potential with a variety of purple corn from South America. They're collaborating with Sherry Flint Garcia, a USDA research geneticist who's developing purple corn hybrids that can grow in the U.S. She uses dog breeding to help explain the process.
If you have a pug and a beagle, those are different breeds and you know, pure breeds. If you cross them together, then you make a crossbreed, like a puggle. And so we have the same thing in corn.
The researchers say purple corn hybrids could open new markets for farmers. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.